The Burt Show.
You ever have an ex that you just can't seem to shake? This is going to make you feel way better about your situation.
So this woman is a mother of five, lives in South Carolina. Her name is Tracy. They didn't give out her last name, but she was, imagine this, she is in her house and she starts to hear some type of like thuds coming from above. And she's not sure what it is, but a couple of days goes by and she continues to hear these thuds. And it's just, she said it sounded as if someone was practically dancing on a roof, but it never crossed her mind to check the attic. So one day, one of her adult children and her nephew happened to be home, and they also hear these same sounds. And so they finally go to investigate the attic. And I guess there was one entrance to get to the attic, which was from the children's bedrooms. And when they go up there and they open it, they find her ex-fiancé in the attic, who she broke up with 12 years prior.
12 years?
What? Now, has he been living in this place 12 years, or is he just visiting?
He was visiting, technically, because he had been in prison for, I guess, a long time after they broke up, and he had been released from prison 2 weeks before. So in the 2 weeks that he had got released from prison, he decided to go to her home, and he somehow broke into the home. He broke into the attic. He had some old coats and some old jackets that he was able to place over the heating unit. And then that's where he set up shop. That's where he slept. He slept in that heating unit for 2 weeks. After they finally caught him, he ended up running out of the house. So then they went up into the attic to see what else was up there. And they found a bunch of those Sonic Route 44 cups full of feces and urine. So he just was up there doing his business. And the worst part of it all is somehow he was able to mess with the vents, and he created like a hole where he could watch her bedroom.
Oh.
So for those 2 weeks, he's watching her bedroom, and they had no idea. They were none the wiser. But finally, they caught him. And I haven't found any reports or updates where he got arrested. So I don't even know if he has gotten arrested yet.
For anybody that's like, how can somebody live in your attic for 2 weeks and you don't know? The woman has five kids. Like, it's a noisy house. So I can totally get how that could go for 2 weeks. But it's like, bruh, you left. And you have, like, you left all your DNA up in there. Like, it's only a matter of time.
Absolutely. Right. You're not going far.
Well, he's heading back to prison. Now he's got a place to stay again.
Yeah. He won't have to be in the attic anymore.
And he gets a toilet.
Right. All right, Kristen, sounds to me like you got a lot of explaining to do here, Cass.
I do. So I house sat for Kristen for a couple of days this past week, and I feel like I need to explain how I left something, because I know her husband Bart is going to see it and literally be like, what the hell is wrong with people?
Oh, so you're the one that has to do the explaining.
Oh, I'm the one who has to do the explaining.
It's not like you saw something really funky in the house and like, all right, you want to tell me what this is?
I need to come clean.
Let me bring your private life up on the Burt Show. No.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. So they were really sweet. We got to have the run of their house, me and the kids and Chad, because we're living in an RV right now. So Kristen's like, why don't you, win-win, you get some space. We get someone to look after the dogs, which my kids love their dogs. So we're like, hell yeah, let's do it. We can have running water. It's going to be great without having to empty the tanks every day.
And a washer dryer.
Oh, my God. I took advantage of that. Let me tell you.
You mean you just dove in it yourself?
Yeah, basically. It was great. I just stayed in there the whole time. That was my room.
By the way, you didn't need to bring back, detergent. It was okay.
I replaced the detergent because I used so much. I felt like I used so much of it. But anyway.
How dirty were your clothes?
I had a lot of laundry. I'm going to send you some Venmo for the water bill when you get it next month. But so they were very sweet, and they left stuff out for the kids to do, like bubbles and a s'mores kit so we could make s'mores one night, which we did and was awesome. But I'm setting up the s'mores fire, and it's a weird point of like pride in my relationship. I light the grill when I'm cooking, and I set up the fire when I want to do s'mores. And I don't know why, but for me, it's like, I don't need a man to do it. Like, even though Chad is great at it, I'm like, I could do it too. Look at me, be self-sufficient. So I'm setting up the fire in this like great University of Kentucky, like metal fire pit.
Tommy got me for a gift.
Which is so cool. And, Bart has left out like logs and all this stuff and a fire starter. And if you don't know what a fire starter is, you like light it on fire and it helps the wood catch. But it's different from any fire starters I have ever used. And I don't really know what it is. It's like biomatter. It's a fire log, but it's all smushed together. And it looks kind of like a turd, honestly, just like a little thing. And the ones that I use I rip apart and put in the fire. And so I'm like digging into this fire log because I think you're supposed to rip it apart and put it different places. And it's like sap and I'm like smearing it on the wood. I'm like, this isn't right. But at this point, I'm like, there's no way I can go into my husband and be like, what am I doing wrong? Because I look like a raccoon ferreting through the trash. Like I've got stuff all over me. And so I like dig out a quarter of it or whatever and smear it on the wood and get the fire started. And I'm like, well, I don't want to throw it away. This is a good fire log. There's a lot left. So I put it back in the package and stuck it back inside, like with the rest of the wood so y'all could use it later. Only to find out you're supposed to use the whole log. You're supposed to put the entire thing in there to light the fire. So when your husband, Bart, goes to use that fire again, he is going to see a half-carved up fire starter log with gouged out finger marks. And I know he's going to be like, what the hell happened? And Bart will give me the benefit of the doubt. Like, he's not going to look at that and be like, Cassie is an idiot and doesn't know how to start a fire. I'm afraid he's going to think that you have some kind of rodent or pest problem.
Or Jimmy ate it.
Yes. So I want to let you know, Jimmy did not eat it. It's not a raccoon. It was me. I ruined your fire starter log.
I don't know what it is, but there is something oddly satisfying about being able to start a fire on your own.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whenever we go to the mountains, we always do s'mores. And I know, like, using a fire starter is, like, taking the easy way out, but whatever. I tried. I felt like such a failure when my friend Claire and I went to the mountains with the kids, and we wanted to do s'mores, and I could not get the fire to start for my life. And I was like, because again, it's one of those things like, I don't need a man. I can do this. Mm-hmm. This is not man's work. A woman can start a fire. I couldn't do it to save my life.
I've watched enough Naked and Alone that I think I could just use two sticks and start that fire.
No, you can't.
The Burt Show.